It's Just Politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta. And welcome to this first It's Just Politics of the new year. We took advantage of our little sabbatical to ponder what might be the big political news in 2013.
And we say might because, seriously, who would have thought at the beginning of last year that our biggest political story would be Michigan becoming a right-to-work state?
I predict we will see the fallout from a lot of that continue to play out in 2013.
Oh, yeah? We'd have gone on a limb there. Certainly, there's already intrigue afoot about how Democrats and labor are going to respond to right to work.
Zoe, I would submit this escalation really started in 2011.
Do tell.
Well, that's when the Michigan Education Association, in particular, responded to some Republican anti-union legislation by launching a recall effort. They took down State Representative Paul Scott, the Republican chair of the House Education Committee. Then there was Proposal 2.
Which failed.
Exactly. And then voila, Michigan's a right to work state. Now, that's just a simple version of what's actually a more complex tale.
But I think it does give a sense of how politics is played here in Michigan. You know, it's like that scene in The Untouchables. Hey, Sean Connery, tell us how it's done.
He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue.
So then, what's next?
Well, to the mattresses.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Or really, I should say, to the ballot. Possibly for revenge or retaliation, unions and progressives could try to challenge what happened in the lame duck session. They could try to do that on the November 2014 ballot.
Now, you're talking about not just right to work, but the new emergency manager law, too.
Indeed. It's a rewrite of the emergency manager law that was rejected by voters in a referendum in November. The organizers of that drive are crying foul. They say the new law is pretty similar to the one that voters already said no to.
Governor Snyder and legislative Republicans made sure to make it impossible for voters to repeal this new emergency manager law.
And this is something we've talked about before, Rick. Lawmakers can do this by adding appropriations, money, into a measure. Voters can't repeal budget bills.
But that doesn't mean opponents still cannot go to the ballot. They could decide to initiate a new law, a replacement law, in both those cases. For that, the rules are a little different.
Right. To initiate a law outside of the legislature, there would have to be a ballot drive. You need to collect enough signatures to equal 8% of the people who voted in the last gubernatorial election. If the petition drive succeeds, the legislature then has 40 days to adopt the law. If not, the question goes on the ballot.
Now it gets a little complicated.
Oh, now it gets complicated.
Okay, more complicated. The legislature can also reject the initiative, but put it on the ballot along with an alternative question. So now voters would have three choices. Yes on one of them, yes on both, or no on both. Whichever gets the most votes wins. Considering the huge volume of petition signatures we saw collected last year, I think we can anticipate that getting enough names would not be a problem.
I guess the question then really is, would that be a good idea to do politically?
You mean for Democrats?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question. Certainly there are a lot of progressives, Democrats, who are not happy about the millions of dollars spent last year on ballot questions that could have been spent on candidates. Would the 2014 elections then just become a replay of that?
Exactly. But, you know, of course, Rick, as always, we need to be cautious as we try to make predictions for 2014 off of 2012 election results. There's going to be huge differences. For instance, voter turnout tends to be much lower in off-presidential year elections.
Right. And then there are still all of the political calculations to add into the mix from stories that haven't even happened yet this year. 2014's foundation will be built on what happens now in 2013, when we're likely to see some really big legislative battles.
Sure, over issues like transportation funding and education reform.
Right. And in fact, there are already questions over the new emergency manager law. It's looking like it'll need to be tweaked if it's going to give emergency managers the power to make and break contracts with unions.
All of which we'll be keeping an eye on when state lawmakers begin their new session next Wednesday. A lot of speculation, a lot of questions.
Just a bit early for answers.
questions. I've got some questions.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is Michigan Radio's resident political junkie.